house on the 7th. You guys want a Ryder Cup update or anything?
Yes, please.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Doc, could you give us a Ryder Cup update?
It's Todd.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As you see there at Media Day, tell us a little bit about, I guess in your mind, how this played out in the offseason and what you liked about your basketball team as you start another season.
Well, listen, it played out. You know, first of all, I'd like to say Danny and his staff did an amazing job. When you are under the restrictions that we were under, if you'd have told me we would have ended up with what we've ended up with, I thought that would never happen. A lot of things had to happen for us. You know, Jason Terry had to want to play for us. I mean, he almost sent out the filler to us before we went to him, which was terrific. You know, it's a funny story, but with Courtney Lee, we wanted him, but we decided there's no way we can go after him because he was a restricted free agent. And the day that Houston released him, I honestly was walking down the street at Winter Park, and I saw him across the street, and I commandeered him. Next thing you know, we're having dinner, and 2 days later, it took about a week maybe, he was a Celtic. So, you know, a lot of good things happened quickly. You know, Jeff Green, obviously, we wanted to bring him back. Chris Wilcox, we wanted to bring him back. Sullinger had to fall to us. You know, the middle of last season, college season, I don't even think we would have looked at film on Sullinger because we would have thought there's no chance we can get him. You know, and then Danny released the health report on him and he fell to us. You know, so that was terrific. That's not true, everyone. I'm just joking. Or maybe it is. Who knows? And so it's been that type of summer. It's been good. You know, and I just really like our team. I like our team on paper. And now we have to turn it into a team. I think when Avery comes back, I think that we'll have the best guard core overall that we've had as far as being deep and good to start. I love the fact that we have a bona fide scorer in Jason Terry coming off the bench. You know, we'll see how that goes until Avery comes back and whether he will start or Courtney Lee will start. That'll all play itself out. But I like our team.
John, Paul was out here and said that late last season, Kevin told him he was going to retire.
Kevin told me that all year. It was a bunch of crap. I never believed it. I really didn't. I told him that all the time. But every time I, middle of the season, I would say, you know, next year. Well, it won't be on next year. You know, that was Kevin. But I never believed it. I honestly did. And even this summer when you heard whispers, I think there was a couple reports that he had decided to retire. I just didn't believe it. It just has too much passion. You know, you don't usually see guys with fire burning high and at the level that he's played, you know, just turn it off. It's unnatural. It's definitely unnatural for Kevin.
Well, if you did retire, Paul said he was going to retire, so my question is, would you have retired?
No, I would have come back and then probably quit in the middle of the year or something like that. I don't know. Who knows? It would have been a complete rebuild. Paul wouldn't have retired. I saw his contract, and I don't think he would have retired.
Oh, God. You know, you've got Kevin, you've got Paul, and you've got some long-standing leaders in this team. How much has Rondo risen within that framework to become a leader here? How much of it is his?
Well, he is a leader. I just think that's happened over, it's a process, you know. 3 years ago, he was learning how to be a leader. 2 years ago, he got better. And last year, he got a lot better, and now he's here. But I just think it takes time, especially for him. You know, young, going to a veteran team, that's hard. You know, that's hard. We've shared a lot. I mean, my rookie year, Fratello tells me I'm starting, and I got Dominique and Tree Rollins, Danny's best friend, and Brownfield, Danny, you know, who's, they all were veterans, and I'm the guy that had to tell them what to do. That's hard to do. And those guys aren't even on the same level as the guys I'm mentioning with Kevin and Ray and Paul. But, you know, it just takes time. And what it really takes is action. You know, and you have to prove it with your actions before anybody will listen to your voice. And I think over the last couple of years, Rondo has proven that.
How much, even from last year to this year, is he mature?
Well, I just think we all, you just keep doing it. You know, I don't know what percentage, you know, Murph. I just think he's just gotten better. And the players trust him more.
Greg Payne, ESPN Boston. For Jeff Green this year, do you see him more as a three, a four, I'm sure, at times, but how do you think you're primarily using him this year?
Don't know, honestly. I see him as a player who can help us. When he's at the three, I want him to be a power player. I want him to post more. That's one of the things I thought. I let him down when he was with us the first time. I didn't think we posted him enough. I thought in the Miami series, if you remember, he had I think in the last game, he had a little stretch on the post. And, you know, I don't have a big body of work, honestly, to go with Jeff. When he's at the four, I want him to be the fastest player in the gym. You know, I want him to outrun. One of the things we want to do, and we've been working on in the last 3 weeks, is throwing the ball ahead to him on the break at the four and telling them to drive, attack the basket. You know, there's a four guard you that probably doesn't want to guard you. So we want him to be an up-tempo four and a power three. The difference, what helps him, is he does it in count. You know, trying to do that on the run with 25 games left is nearly impossible. Trying to learn two positions and ingratiating yourself with a group of guys. You know, if I could have rethought that, I probably would have just left him at one position and just tried to let him figure that out.
More questions, folks, please.
Doc, can you talk about the landscape of the league and how it changed this offseason, in particular what happened with the Lakers?
Yeah, the Lakers are better. Getting Dwight, I guess. Bynum's pretty good the last time I checked. So, they're better, and getting Nash will make them better. I honestly rarely look at the West. I care less about the West. Because at the end of the day, we have to get out of the East, and the defending champions are in the East. So we have one target, and that's Miami. I mean, whatever happens out West, good luck. Hope to see you. You know, and that's how we think about it. And Miami's improved as well. You know, getting right made them a better team. So our division is tough. You know, for us, I think Philly really improved. They took a 7-game last year, and then they had Bynum. Which size and a go-to guy. The Brooklyn Nets are better. So the Knicks are going to be a lot better because they're going to have a whole season under one system. And so, listen, it's going to be a hard year for us and everyone else.
Final two questions, Greg and Kyle. Doc, how do you see yourself managing Kevin's minutes this year compared to last year? Similar approach to 5-5-5 thing?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Still want to get a little better at it, you know, obviously amp him up more in the playoffs. Maybe even doing a little bit of it with Paul as well. This year it's hard to do two guys like that, honestly. But we've talked a lot about our minutes with those two, in particular as a staff, and we've come up with a lot of things. But they all sound great, and then you get in the game. And that, like I said last year, it only works if it works for the player. And it worked for Kevin, and we're going to try some things with Paul in preseason and just see how that goes.
Hey, Doc, what's it like having so many new toys to play with all the new additions, and what do you expect to get out of this overseas trip?
Well, I like the overseas trip. I wish we were leaving today right after media. I thought that would be a better way because you fly and then you don't have a break in camp. You just kind of... You have camp over there. That's the way I wanted it. We just couldn't logistically get it done. But I think it'll still be good. You know, I'm hoping it's... I just don't like breaking up my camp, honestly. You know, we have 3 days and then we fly. I would never give the fourth day off if it was straight camp. And so we're going to do that and then get back. So that's the only thing I don't like about it. But I do like getting away. As you guys know, we usually go to Newport. We just aren't going to do that, so it should be good.
So many new toys to play with.
Oh, the toys are, we're men, we all like toys, right? So, I don't know, I love what we have on the roster, and we'll see how it turns out, but I really like our team.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.